We're here on the 18th hole at the Dinosaur Classic, moving up to the tee, the ladies' tees, of course. Excuse me, the ladies' tee, of course, is Larry H. Vader, and he's about to take a swing. And Vader, before you take a swing, do you have anything you want to say? Well, there you go.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
What's going on, guys?
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Vader, and this is your show,
Larry Vader.
And just welcome. What's going on, guys? So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Freddy! I'm Freddy!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a hello.
And I put little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on,
oh,
guys?
Oh, you
guys.
Big fat thing, you.
Man!
What? Was that live?
No, it was not live. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday, the 16th of October, 2023, in the Dinosaur year, Nostalgia Credential of Adria Parton. I am not Bob Hope. I am one of your hosts, the one who is, I'm in the desert, Mr. Larry H. Vader, that's...
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Today is the one who's not in the desert. The one who I just reached out to, and I said, Big Fatty, are you available? Because we need to record. It's Big Fatty, everyone.
Hi.
Y'all, I'm interrupting. This is very important. I'm interrupting the start of my nipple walk to do this.
Oh, well, you started your nipple walk a little late on Sunday, then.
Well, yeah, it's the Lord's Day.
Right. So, will he be joining you on the nipple walk?
No, but, I always... Always like to sleep in and lounge around, on the Lord's Day, because it reminds me of the old gal. And how devoted she is to a day of rest.
Oh, I do. Well, every day is a day of rest. Really.
Some days, some days there's a food hook involved. Well, sometimes
most
there's a.
Days.
She recently posted on the Twix that she wished she had a Spanish grandmother because she wanted some I don't know enchiladas or something like that. And she sent me this thing. It was a tapeworm shot. Have you seen the tapeworm shot? Huh?
Was it the bear with the tapeworm?
No, it's a shot of vodka, and then you squirt mayonnaise into it and put a little pepper and a little hot sauce, and it looks like a tapeworm. And it's as vile as it sounds. I know Mrs. La 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 Lauren would not get near it.
Oh, that, even for someone who likes the vodka a lot and the mayonnaise a lot and the hot sauce a lot.
So you said you're in the desert. Explain yourself.
Well, y'all, we did not record last week because I was up in the Dirty Myrtle. I went up on Sunday to hang out with a friend of mine. We'll call him Larry.
And, oh, that's good.
And then I had a little business to do on Monday morning. Y'all, cruised back into the Charlestons and went to the coal mine, worked Monday, most of Tuesday. Y'all, Wednesday morning, y'all, I was up and at them. Y'all, the jar was at the Vader family compound before 5 a.m.
Was that in the morning?
It was in the morning. Ooh. And off to the aeropuerto, he took me and y'all got on the aluminum tube of death. And y'all flew to the Chicago's.
Oh, did you see Big Ricky?
Oh, no.
How about Mrs. La 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 Lauren?
I did not. I'm so
Tom
sorry.
And Terry?
I never met them.
Omar?
No.
Oh, no. Okay.
No, or not even Buff, who lives in the Chicagos.
Oh, I didn't know Buff lived there. You remember, you can't spell Buff without buffet.
Y'all had a little breakfast in the United Club.
Well, aren't you special?
And got back on another aluminium tube of death for what felt like 320 hours. Y'all flew to the Palm Springs, huh?
Oh, how lovely. You know, I really like the Palm Springs Airport. It's just kind of, it's quaint.
It is very quaint. It's beautiful. It's
yes.
You know, I like it. I like it. But y'all, I got accidentally.
You know, at the Palm Springs Airport, you know, I've been to Palm Springs many times. And at the airport, you know, they have the pictures of things that you cannot carry in your carry-on luggage.
Okay, well, I've not been back through that way yet, but
okay, well, one of the things that they have on there is a bottle of poppers.
Oh. Well, that's about right.
It is about right.
That is, yeah. Well, y'all, I got in my Chevrolet Red or similar.
Oh.
The area of Puerto, y'all, I had the red convertible.
Oh.
Got in the Chevrolet Red or similar, and y'all, I was off to the Phoenix. Now, I know you're thinking,
Mr.
Bader,
okay.
what is happening? Well, y'all, my coworker Lorena and I have planned this trip, and it happened to fall around Extra Special Chris's birthday.
Oh,
so
okay.
I decided that I would just stay. You know, we'd do Wednesday through Friday, and then I would stay for the weekend. Well, then our business moved to Phoenix out of Palm Springs, but y'all had already bought the ticket. So
right.
So y'all changed Lorena's to Phoenix, but I stayed in Palm Springs. It was much cheaper. And hoisted over to Phoenix. Y'all, it's supposed to be like a 3.5 hour drive.
Mm-hmm.
7.5 hours.
Oh, well, perfect.
Yeah. But y'all, we did.
By the way, I've just received notice that Medicare open enrollment starts today.
Y'all, I can tell you, I got an e-letter too, but y'all, from the coal mine about some stuff, but y'all, spent Wednesday and Thursday in Phoenix. Well, Wednesday night, all day Thursday. And then, Friday, y'all got back in the Chevrolet Red or similar. And, y'all came back to the Palm Springs. Y'all came right. I was worried I wouldn't be able to find Extra Special Chris's house, but I just I just looked for the one with the porta potty in the driveway. And,
oh, perfect.
Yeah. So got here, and y'all, we, you know, hugged, and I got the tour of the lovely mid-century modern, newly remodeled, home. Y'all, we got in his jalopy, and y'all, we went off for the beverage, no beverage.
Oh.
And, y'all, we had a good time. We had some wine. At V, and then we went over to Black Table or something like that for a little nacho and a beverage, y'all. And then we went over to the tool shed.
Oh yes, you got hammered there, didn't you,
y'all? I don't know. I didn't have much to drink, but y'all, I was drunk by 8:45 p.m.
Well. And, you know, it's the early bird special. By the way, have you run into Ant? You know, Ant lives out there.
I did not know that. But y'all, and on a Saturday, Extra Special Chris, y'all was about to call him Aw Chris. He is not Aw Chris.
No, very different.
Extra Special Chris was having some people over.
Oh.
And so it was the first time some of them had been to the Extra Special Casa.
Uh-huh.
Y'all, so we spent 9 hours running errands and buying things. So y'all, I've seen all of Palm Springs. I've seen the Costco.
Oh, wow.
I've seen y'all.
Nothing more needs to be said.
Yep. I've seen the Vons. I've seen the Ralphs. I've seen the Total Wine. I've seen the, y'all.
How about the BevMo?
We did go to the BevMo. Yes.
Okay.
We did not buy anything there. They didn't have anything that he was looking for, but, y'all, but the BevMo and all was right near the Maryland statue, so you know this is important. I just stopped in the middle of the street and snapped a selfie of me in front of the Maryland statue.
Of course you did.
And y'all, we did all the
errands. Were you blowing up her skirt?
Yeah. And we came back to the extra special compound. And y'all, we made some simple syrups and things for, you know, the featured cocktails.
Right. And, well, as one does.
Right, right. And then we both decided we needed a little nip up because, y'all, I was not in good shape yesterday. And y'all, we laid down and I was laying here and I posted the photo of me in front of the Marilyn statue on the Instagram. You know, that's what the kids use.
That's that's the immediate grandmother, right?
Right, right. And y'all, I get this broop a little bit later. Y'all, it was from my half Mexican brother Paco Rodriguez, who some of you may remember from from the original LFC, that said, "Are you in Palm Springs?" And I said, "Well,
yes, as a matter of fact, I am."
As is indicated by that photo, yes. And he said, "Well, we're on our way." And so Paco and his husband Wiley are on their way to Palm Springs. Actually, right now.
Were they planning to come before they saw the picture?
They were, and they're still coming.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So they're not doing it for you.
Right, right, no.
Okay.
But they also didn't cancel, but then Paco said...
Well, okay.
Right. Wait, y'all, I have not seen Paco since the day after I saw the Gravitas.
Oh.
11 years ago.
Now, wait a minute. You saw the Gravitas a few weeks ago.
That was the first time in 11 years I had seen the Gravitas. Uh-huh. And, y'all, I saw Paco and Wiley the next day.
Oh, so, they were at the rodeo?
No, I meant when I was here 11 years ago.
Oh, okay, I got you.
Down and, saw, and stayed with them for a night or two, because they live in the West Hollywood.
Yes.
Y'all, they're coming. They said, "Well, we're going to go to this leather bar for our beer bus." And I said, "Oh, are y'all going to the barracks too? Because that's where we're going." Mm-hmm. And they said, "Yes." So
the barracks is fun.
Yeah. Well,
you know, that's over in the Cathedral City next to the CCBC.
Well, I do, and because I've seen it, because we drove by it twice yesterday. But y'all, the Cathedral City. Also known as the Cat City, also known as the Kitty Litter, also known as the Meow, is how it's been described to me. But we're gonna hoist over there this afternoon. But yeah, it's been lovely. Y'all, I'm recording this. It's 7:55 a.m. in the morning here in the Palm Springs because y'all, Extra Special Chris is out on a bike ride for the AIDS life cycle. He's doing the training. So. Oh. Yeah, he's trusted me enough to leave me alone.
It's either that or try to have you do a bike ride.
Well, that's not going to happen.
Well, right.
So, yeah. Y'all, all of Extra Special Chris's friends are the AIDS life cyclers.
Oh.
And they are absolutely lovely people, every single one of them. And, you know,
that's lovely as in personality or lovely as in lovely?
Personality. Okay. And so, yes. I mean, some of them are not so bad to look at, but whatever. But y'all, you know there's no greater compliment that I can give someone than being a lovely person because we've spent a lot of time with these people. And y'all, they have one thing in common. They ride bicycles.
Fat? Oh, okay.
Well, I don't have that in common.
Right.
And we shut that down real quick. And at dinner on night one, you should participate and be a roadie. And I said, "Actually, Special Chris, you know me well enough to know that is not going to happen." He was like, "You'd enjoy it." And I was like, "What would I be doing?" Well, you'd be serving food or, you know, maybe handing out towels or setting up tents. So, y'all, I will not be doing that. But... as a consolation prize, I will be raising funds for the AIDS life cycle this year. So,
oh, okay.
More on that later. You know, I'll start posting that information after the first of the year. And I said, look, I will raise the money. I have a little bit of experience with that.
Huh.
But I will not be sleeping on the ground.
I didn't realize sleeping on the ground was part of it, but anyway.
Well, it's like thousands of them, and every night they stop, they put up a tent. They put tents up. Mm-mm. And they sleep there. No. I'm not doing it. So
okay.
Yeah. Yeah. But
plus you'd have to fly back to Palm Springs.
Right. Y'all, getting to Palm Springs, she is not easy to get here. So
You know, when you said that you were taking the flights and everything, I kind of thought that maybe you were needing to get a few extra segments in so that you could keep your elite status. You know, that seems to be the thing that's going on nowadays. Very important.
Yeah. Well, and it's because, and United did this too, they raised the number of segments you need and they raised the amount of spend you need. So at this point, I would have already my status for next year. But because they raised everything, I will not have it. So y'all, the Jar and I are going to Vegas, and I'm going to book one more trip before the end of the year because, y'all, I am too fat to sit in the back of that plane.
Well, you know, maybe you could, you know, do like Crooked Hat does. And, you know, he's booked a flight from Taunty Town to someplace about 3 hours away or 2 hours or less than an hour away just so he can get the he's flying to the Chicago's also. So he can get his set status. And it's, you know, he just likes having status.
I was about to say, he doesn't go anywhere. What does he do with the status?
I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, y'all, I've just realized I've left a receipt in my pants pockets that I needed to get reimbursed for. Oh, well. Y'all, and it's in the washer right now.
Oh, okay. So great.
Perfect. Well, Big Fatty, how's everything been there at the Charleston's and the villa?
When did you leave again?
Wednesday morning.
Okay. Well, was it raining then?
No.
Okay. Lovely. Well, it's been raining, and we've gotten over 2 inches of rain.
Oh, Lord.
Today, the cold front moved through. Ooh. And it's nice.
Oh, y'all, the weather out here is lovely. It's been about low 60s in the mornings, which feels cold because,
well, I mean, as does 110 degrees when you get out of the swimming pool.
Correct. Y'all, I have not been in the extra special swimming pool or hot tub. You know.
Is that because you did not bring coverings?
No, I have coverings. They're one of the few things that weren't dirty.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, I have the clothing, but yeah, he told me to bring it all, and y'all, we haven't hot tubbed at all. So, okay. But y'all, I put my toe in when I was out there, because in the guest
wing, as you do.
Yeah, in the guest wing, I have a door out, you know, to the backyard.
I believe you do your outdoor showering there too, don't you?
No, that's a different door. That's in the bathroom.
Private
area. That's not the backyard. But y'all, and that's after the turlet scares me to death. Y'all, it's the automatic turlet.
Y'all, he showed it. He showed it to me. Y'all, it looked like that new commercial from the Progressive where they're having the dream and the big chair starts to talk at the very end of it. Well, he's got you there, y'all. It was the turlet. I thought it was going to open and like a clam, and just start talking or whatever.
That's precisely how it works. Basically, it does talk. It 100% talks. Y'all,
okay.
It's got the bidet built in, and it's y'all. It has a remote control, and y'all. Not to get graphic here, but I decided on Saturday that I would give her a try. You know, just see if it's any good. Y'all, it was lovely.
Is it fire hose strength?
It is, but the problem is, y'all, I couldn't figure out how to turn it off.
Oh, that's not good.
I sat there for a while and I was like, okay, well, it shouldn't still be doing this. Maybe I have to press something to stop it. And y'all, I pressed the button, started doing something else. And so I said, okay, well, this must be part two of the cycle. So I'll press the button again.
Did you feel the brush come and start scrubbing and did you smell Ajax?
Basically. I was just pressing buttons. And I was like, well, maybe. And so finally I pressed the flush button and that caused it to stop.
So
I was like, okay. Well, now we know how to stop it.
Yes.
But, because you know you can't stand up in the middle of that.
No. Well, you can, but it's Old Faithful.
Right. Y'all, it's a lot. But
it's like a going to a disco.
Oh, it does light up so that you can see it, which is nice at 3 a.m. Y'all, the problem with being in the desert is it's dry and you just have to drink just shit tons of water, just gallons of water a day.
You mean gin.
Yeah. But y'all, the problem with drinking that much water is you got a TT about every 30 minutes. Mm. So one does not sleep through the night here. You got to get up and TT 2 or 3 times. Y'all, I have no idea what time it is. But before we run out of time, let's do this.
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive.
All right, it's that game. The game that's appropriate in Palm Springs. The game where Big Patty gives me the name of someone old born on this day, and I tell you if they're dead or alive, and, of course, how you know them.
Well, first of all, Angela Lansbury. Too soon.
All right.
Bryce Harper
is dead.
Y'all, okay.
Bryce Harper wrote that book, To Kill a Mockingbird.
Ah, yes. Bryce Harper is alive. He was born in 1992, and he's an American baseball outfielder. Plays for the Philadelphia Phillies right now, beat the crap out of the Atlanta Braves.
Lovely.
I wish he was dead. All right. Well, come on. I have to. Ouch.
Oh, there's been an incident.
I dropped the ear bob. All right. The next one. Wait a minute. Let me get. All right. There we go. I'm still not where I need to be. All right. The next one is Barry Corbin.
Barry Corbin, also dead.
Mm-hmm. And we would know him from?
Corbin was the musician. He sang the songs and played the hootenanny back in the like 40s and 50s.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Barry Corbin alive. And he's an American actor. He played Maurice on Northern Exposure.
Oh, Lord.
Okay. Well, Tim McCarver.
Tim McCarver. Tim McCarver is, even though they're not, y'all, Tim McCarver, also an actor.
Uh-huh.
But he played, I see where you're going here. He didn't play. But y'all, he was the comedian, if you will, alongside that Bob Hope.
Yes.
Tonight Show.
Yes. Yeah, and Son of Patricia. Tim McCarver, dead. He was an American baseball catcher, but in his later career, he was a broadcaster for CBS, Fox, ABC, and the New York Mets. How about that?
How about that?
Do we have time for one more?
We can squeeze in one more before I okay. have to do my laundry.
Okay, David Zucker.
David Zucker. Well, y'all, that it's not fair that you put this one in there because, you know, he's...
It's true.
He's a local celebrity, a local Charleston celebrity. He's dead. But y'all, he's a businessman there in the Charlestons. He owns his business owns the Stingrays, amongst other things.
Okay, yeah. David Zucker is alive.
Ooh.
Oh! And he is one of the famous Zucker brothers that did the airplane movies.
Oh. Wow.
How about that?
I haven't seen those since the 80s. How about that?
Right. How about that? So, anyway, so heading over to the barracks today, huh?
Good decisions will be made, y'all.
Yeah.
After that, y'all, I've been to the ATM machine to get some cash money.
I was going to say, did you get cash money?
Because one of Extra Special Chris's friends has said, we're going to the casino. Agua Caliente, here comes Miss Fort. So,
you know, last time I was there was when the Nip and I were driving back across country, and his favorite place in Palm Springs, the Kentucky Fried Chicken.
This pod.
Oh. Wow.
Well.
I just.
Well, no setup there.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
Speaking of casino and Kentucky Fried Chicken, I mean, no better way to end the little show.
Right. I was like, you've set that up perfectly.
By the way, I know you didn't have your micro hoist, but perhaps we can find someone that can help you with your audio quality on your little show.
Oh, do we know anyone?
Well, I think they're a little mixed up.